Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this Valentine's Day episode of The Zeit of My Geist, The Apple of My Zeit, My best friend, Sweetie Zeit, the object of my affect friend. Those are all courtesy of Johnny Day. Big J. Davis. That's not his nickname or anything. I don't know why I just said that.
Because you're like that one guy's dad who's coaching the basketball team.
Who just Johnny.
Big Johnny Davis.
Like, Big John.
Can I start today? Not a chance, kid. Not a chance.
Not a chance. Sit back down.
We talked about this. Until you can get the ball at least a half court dribbling, we can't really entertain that idea.
But those are all messages on Sweetie Candy, which is appropriate because I am absolutely housing handfuls of those things right now.
Do you have some?
No.
Oh, God. I was going to be like, oh, so no, gross. Jack, please. You're eating sweet chalk? That sweet, sweet chalk.
Well, speaking of romance, let's talk about Justin Timberlake. That's something that's trending. Of eating handfuls of something.
Yeah. He should be eating handfuls of my shit for this lame ass
dick, Justin.
This dude just tried to do a 2-for-1 apology, like a coupon for all his bullshit. My man, we have been waiting for you to address the Janet Jackson BS for centuries now. And obviously, if people don't remember the Nipplegate thing at the Super Bowl,
He just laid low, got away with it. Yep. Janet took all of the
flack to the point where people were like, we will never work with Janet Jackson again. And this motherfucker should have spoke up and said, yo, I was part of that's not, it's not fair. Like, but you know, he kept it low, which patriarchy allows people to do, especially if you're a white man. And then with the Britney Spears doc, I think we all kind of felt some type of way if you watched it, especially seeing like a lot of people we got angry at again, including ourselves watching the Britney Spears documentary. But like specifically, I didn't realize how deceptive the Cry Me a River video was to add to this speculation that Britney was this or that or doing, you know, pulling cheating some shiesty shit. Yeah. So, yeah.
The wackest part, like the part where he goes on the call-in radio show and they're like, so, bro, tell me, did you bang Britney? And he's like, I did it. Come on, man. Like, it was just, I don't know. How do you let a morning zoo radio DJ, like, bully you into
That's not bullying, man. That's like when you're just a toxic dude. You know, I've been there, and all I need is to know, oh, we're here? Is it toxic soup? Okay, great.
It's a safe space to be complete
be on my bullshit? Absolutely. And it takes, you have to, like, really have some moments to, like, be able to look and leave that shit behind you. But
yeah.
So he puts out this apology, and I just want to read it because it's so, like, it's one of those ones that it's like wavering on almost a good apology. And he said, "I've seen the messages, tags, comments, and concerns, and I want to respond. I'm deeply sorry for the times in my life where my actions contributed to the problem, where I spoke out of turn or did not speak up for what was right. I understand that I fell short in these moments and many others and benefited from a system that condones misogyny and racism. I specifically want to apologize to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson, both individually, because I care and respect these women, and I know I failed. I also feel compelled to respond in part because everyone involved deserves better, and most importantly, because this is a larger conversation that I wholeheartedly want to be a part of and grow from. The industry is flawed. It sets men, especially white men, up for success. It's designed this way. As a man in a privileged position, I have to be vocal about this. Because of my ignorance, I didn't recognize it for all that it was while it was happening in my own life. But I do not want to ever benefit from others being pulled down again. I have not been perfect in navigating all of this throughout my career. I know this apology is a first step and doesn't absolve the past. I want to take accountability for my misstep, blah, blah, blah. I care deeply. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Michael Jackson sound alike.
He wants to extend personal apologies to them via a single written apology.
And not even getting specific. Janet Jackson, I allowed the dark forces of racism and white supremacy to devour you. And I did not even for a moment consider speaking up against it, as I saw such a terrible imbalanced reaction play out before my eyes. I mean, whatever. I'm not his publicist, but
yeah. Do we even know? Like, has there been a full, like, reporting of how that went down? Even
no, because I think even I mean, I'd hate to say it. I think maybe we probably dove the deepest with, like, JM writing about it, because we did talk about it, like, of all the fallout from it afterwards,
right? Right.
In an episode, I think it was around one of the Super Bowls. You know, we've been doing this show for so long, y'all.
Right. I don't remember that together at all.
Oh, yeah, because that's when I remember there was a thing where, like, Les Moonves, like, said after that Super Bowl, like, Janet Jackson will never be on CBS again.
Right, right. Motherfucker.
But it took people to, like, us to be interested, and I'm sure other people have written up about it. I mean, it's like, no, I'm not going to claim we're the first people talking about it.
I think it's us.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But that... You know, no one, I don't think, has ever actually examined it as, like, a piece, as a cultural moment. Like, much in the same way framing Britney, suddenly people went, oh, right, that was all kinds of bad. And continues to be. Like, I'm sure if you saw that too, how like, their paths diverged from that moment on. Yeah, there'd probably be some people have something to say about
that. She was bigger than him by far heading into that.
Like, yeah.
By far. Yeah. I mean, she was massive.
She still is, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Valentine's Day 2021.
Don't know
trending because it's, I don't know. Why
is it?
Do we have a
Oh, it's fucking Sunday. Hey, I gotta go, man. That old yarn, that old trope. Forgetful partner.
Hey, fellows. You didn't remember, did you?
Do you get do you do Valentine's Day? Like,
it's like a kid thing. It's like something that our kids get psyched up about.
Right.
My cousin is a very talented jewelry designer, and
Richard Yerman.
Yeah, my cousin Richard
Yerman.
Or David Yerman.
What is it called? Whatever it is.
I call him Richard, but his real name is
David Yerman. It's a really dumb bit. He hates.
No, Sophie Ramsey designs really dope shit, and so I got something from that. For
damn
my wife.
Okay, well, don't let her master hear that, because I'm making ribs.
Nice.
I don't know, it's weird.
I think make ribs.
We're both anti that holiday. Like, we don't mess around, like, on an anniversary or whatever, but, like, sometimes it's just like it's too many holidays to keep track of. And like, I remember early on dating, it's you do that thing where like, do you care about this?
Right. Or, where you're trying to, and are you just saying that or do you really not
exactly
care?
I'm like, don't say that because you're trying to be chill just because, and then it comes out, it really mattered to you because I don't mind jumping all in, but I just want to know what the, you know, just tell me what key we're in so I can play the notes. And luckily we were both like, nah, I'm dead that shit.
Dead it. TJ Ducklow is trending. This is somebody whose name I should not have to know.
That sounds like you put your name in like a conservative Star Wars name generator. And you come out, TJ Ducklow from Tatooine.
He is deputy press secretary to President Joe Biden, but he's been suspended for a week without pay because... according to Vanity Fair's Caleb Akarma, Ducklow had a call with a reporter. So he was having a relationship with somebody who reported on the Biden campaign.
Alexi McCammon from Axios.
And he reached out to a reporter by the name of Tara Palmieri and was like, stop reporting on this. You're just jealous. You're just jealous of her because somebody else wanted to fuck her instead of you.
My God. That's like literally
cool.
That's being quoted.
Right. That's a
literal
quote.
She was, quote, jealous that an unidentified man in the past had, quote, wanted to fuck, end quote, McCammon, quote, and not you, end quote. Come on in.
It's almost like there's shitbags on both sides.
I mean, yeah, get this. I mean, he all said, I will destroy you.
Yeah,
like, come
he
on.
Said he will destroy her career, essentially.
And what, he's like on no paid leave or whatever, white people
for a
out?
Week? Yeah, that's, I mean, he's going to get fired, like, presumably.
Yeah, you can't have that shit.
Yeah, that, get the fuck out of
also,
here.
Also, people were pointing, it's like, he's also calling on Newsmax people during the, he should be fired for that, like, to take questions.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, wow. Like, he's been like, okay, yeah, you're like, nah, no.
Fuck
no.
Off.
Suffocate the little fires by not giving them oxygen.
Thank you. Detective Chinatown 3 isn't trending, but it should be because it just beat Avengers Endgame for the single day box office record for a single market, in this case, China. So Avengers Endgame used to have the record for the highest gross in a single country for its first day in the United States, had put up $156 million. For the Friday it came out. Detective Chinatown 3 just came out in China and put up $160 million. And according to Scott Mendelson, who writes for Forbes, very good like reporter on this sort of stuff, was saying like, this has been coming for a long time. There's going to be movies coming out of China that a lot of the U.S. market has never heard of, aren't designed to even make a ripple in the U.S., that are going to be bigger than any Hollywood blockbuster is ever going to be. And this is going to be, the shape of things to come.
No, but everything's for me, the American consumer. What is?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I watched the trailer. It looks kind of dope.
I don't know. No, that's not right. It shouldn't be. Why? Why did it happen? Yeah. Wow. I mean, that's fully getting dunked on because on multiple levels, right? Because I'm like, box office, as in people went to a movie theater and they got this much revenue was generated.
Yep. Yeah, they're fully back up.
Boy,
running. Yeah.
All right. Well, good. I mean, shit. Yeah. Keep breaking them records. The more people, more American people can wake the fuck up and be like, it's a whole ass world outside of your neighborhood. Good.
I mean, like, part of me is like, cool, maybe they'll like start making, you know, $50 to $75 million movies. They'll make like five of those instead of one $350 million movie about superheroes. Right. But the other part of me knows that, you know, the way American capitalism is trending, it just means that like Walmart will buy all the studios and like start churning out just giant blockbuster garbage.
Yeah.
But it would be dope if they started making a smaller movies or like medium-sized movies again.
Yeah, like when like development was more free and like people who were developing films were like, I love this idea. Not like, can it make triple the marketing cost we have to put in because we have to do a, like, 11-figure spend on like on right. on marketing or some shit.
Well, speaking of cooking up special meals for m'lady, there's an article about different pizza reheating techniques. You're coming for the crown. You're coming for my favorite pizza reheating technique, look, which is as close as I come to cooking.
I saw the article on the takeout as I peruse for my food stories. And, you know, because I think National Pizza Day was this week. So pizza was, you know, pizza was on the brain in this country. And they did a roundup of like the best ways to reheat leftover pizza. Now, I pointed this out because at the first version that they note is the method I learned from you, Jack.
Yeah, yeah.
Heat up the pan, put the slice in, put a little water in there, put the top on, let it steam a little bit,
drop
the heat low, let that sit for a minute, and then you come out, the crust crispy and the top gooey glistening. Great.
So some things I've learned since then.
Okay.
The pan better be completely clean, like it can't have been a pan that you recently used to, you know, make a grilled cheese or something like that, because it doesn't work as good.
Okay, we'll write that down.
It will pan absorb clean. Any scent of like anything that's been cooked on there, and it's easy to fuck this up. So I'm gonna go ahead and say I've been derelict in my duties. I have a new favorite pizza reheating technique that is on this list.
Okay, which version is that?
Well, you go through them and then
I'll version two, which is heat up a pan on medium heat. Drop the slice face fucking down on the pan with the chi on the pan and wait till you hear it sizzle. Then you flip the slice over and then let it hang out for another minute. And that gives you a little burnt cheese top and a crisp bottom. And then they say put hot sauce and it kind of becomes its own thing. Version three, put the slice directly on the rack of an air fryer or toaster oven. Okay. And put that shit on air fry or extreme convection and let it get there until you see the top start to bubble. Bring it out and you're in trouble. And then lastly, one of the ones, I mean, there are a couple more, but this one was really interesting. One of the editors of the takeout was saying, you know, for the unconventional way, and quote, and my wife gets credit for this, sandwich two pieces, crust side out, and waffle iron them into melted crispy perfection. It's a second life for the pizza. That actually sounds fun.
Yeah.
So which one are you?
It's the boring one, the toaster oven. Just put it on a toaster oven. We just got a toaster oven, and it's really cool. It makes it so good.
Reheating fried food in a toaster oven is, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I get like little, like this Japanese thing called karage, which is like Japanese fried chicken pieces, or whatever. And I get it at the Japanese market, but it's refrigerated there and it's frying like something, you know, fried cold food isn't the best. Put that shit in the toaster oven though. It's it's a new lease on life.
Yes. So the one that is most intriguing to me, however, heat up on medium heat.
Face down.
Face down?
Yeah.
So that's a pan that's still like stovetop they're talking about?
Yep. That's on a pan. Yeah, on the stove. Face down, ass up. That's the way we like to reheat our pizza. And yeah, get it like that.
All right. I'm trying that this weekend. I'll get back to you. I don't have super high hopes because they felt like, and then add hot sauce is like a reheat technique. It's like, yo, what?
No. We're trying to, I guess for methods, I feel like you almost forgot that shit was from a couple days ago. That's the sweet spot.
Mm. All right. That is going to do it for this week. We are back on Tuesday. We are taking Monday off.
To honor all the great presidents.
All presidents. Okay.
All of them.
Yes. Even Ronald Reagan.
George
Washington. All presidents.
Yo, okay? George Washington was pussy. What'd he do? Did he really lift a finger? I don't know. See, these are hot takes you get from the show.
Yeah, yeah. But try that out at your family's President Day barbecue. We're back on Tuesday. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Stay inside. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all on Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.